Abigail Washburn is a singer, songwriter, and banjo player that's been pushing the boundaries of traditional music for the better part of the last decade. She thought about law school, was drawn to China and its culture, but kept getting pulled back into music. She played in a band called Uncle Earl for a number of years, but is now on tour in support of her latest solo CD, City of Refuge. She's playing at the Berkeley Cafe in Raleigh tonight and will be on Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion Saturday night. Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We appreciate you being here. Can you give us a bit of an idea that it's a funny way that you got pulled into music? Can you explain it to us?
It's just amazing to me how this whole thing has evolved. I was so certain I was going to go to China and study law in Beijing. I had taken the HSK, it's the Hanyu Shuiping Kaoshi, to study law in Beijing, and I was just set. I was ready to go, and before I left, I wanted to go on this sort of farewell to America tour where I would learn more about American culture, visit some of my friends, and specifically I picked up a banjo at the beginning of this trip. I learned a couple songs on the way down the coast, specifically at the Augusta Heritage Center in Elkins, West Virginia, and then I was in North Carolina for a bit, and then I was in Kentucky at the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association Convention. And it was there, which was my last stop on my road trip, that I was just hanging out in a hallway. I met some girls that played fiddle and bass, Megan Gregory and Amanda Kowalski, and we ended up just jamming in the hallway, and before you know it, we had all these people listening. I mean, I could barely play the banjo, and I barely knew songs, and an A&R rep from Sugar Hill Records walked by, and basically by the end of the night, we were offered to make a demo in Nashville, and within a few weeks, we were offered a record deal. We didn't do it. I mean, we had just met that night, and it was just such a shock for everybody that
it ended too much
up
of a whirlwind.
Maybe except for me. I was all ready,
ready to go
for it. I thought to myself, gosh, if it was one of those moments in life where your chest gets hot and you feel this flutter in your heart and you know that something really special and huge and transformational is happening. And I knew that my whole life trajectory had changed and I had to do music. So within just a few weeks, everything changed. And I'm so grateful for it because I have to say the thing I love so much about Chinese language is being able to communicate with people that are on the other side of the planet that are so different. What I really love about it is feeling our hearts connected. And there's nothing that does that better than music.
The first day I stepped foot in this fair country.
Well, there are a couple of songs where you can hear the influence of China and the Far East. Dreams of Nectar comes to mind. Can you tell us about that song?
Dreams of Nectar is very much connected to the story of several men that I taught English as a second language to. And I got to know them very well, and they would tell me their stories. And in every single case, they had come to the United States hoping for a better life, hoping for what I guess I interpreted as a sense of freedom, freedom from the struggles and the troubles that they had had before.
Open up my mama's suitcase, saw the holes in my shoes, kicked off my old home soil, knowing I couldn't lose. I kicked off that dried up soil, knowing I couldn't lose.
So you are still playing the clawhammer banjo, and that's a style most often associated with old-time music found in the North Carolina mountains. But in this case, it's used to showcase your voice in these songs. I wonder if you could play one for us now.
Yeah, and this one is interesting because it's very, very much rooted in an old-time style, a round peak style, and a specific tuning called the hop-high tuning. And a lot of the melodic ideas came from the song Hop-High. This is the title track. This is a solo version of the title track, City of Refuge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's common for banjo players to have a good story about how they fell in love with Bela Fleck, Abigail. I mean, he's the guy that helped redefine the use of banjo in popular music.
Yes.
And
yes.
You've probably got a whole other story about falling for Bela. Can you share that with us?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, it's a good old-fashioned love story, I'll tell you. It didn't actually start with music, to tell you the truth. I didn't know Bela's music when I met him. It was new to me. I mean, like I said, all this happened suddenly. And before you know it, I was playing the banjo and I was meeting other banjo players. And I went to a square dance one night and he was there playing the banjo in Nashville, which I guess is a rare occurrence now that I know him really well. and in case anybody's wondering, he's my husband.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's definitely turned into a permanent thing.
Abigail Washburn is performing tonight at the Berkeley Cafe in Raleigh. Saturday, she'll be on Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion. Her latest CD is called City of Refuge. She joined us from the studios of WNCW in Spindale. Abigail, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me. I'm really excited about the show tonight in Raleigh. Yeah, I'm just thrilled. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem. And now can you do another song for us?
I would love to. And in fact, I'm going to bring in Kai Welch, who, okay. Yeah. There he is. Have you been listening to the whole thing?
No, I just walked by when you said that.
Oh, really? Good timing. Okay.
Can't you hear? Can't you hear the hard times and hot times slipping away? People laugh for reason, like the law they make up your mind. Police never found me when I needed them anyhow, and I sure.